Who are you?
I am Young MC.
Young MC, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you for having me. I've been here a lot of times before. I have friends up here and everything, so thank you for having me, though.
That's what I was wondering about. Did you shoot some movie here, Zero Sum?
Yes, I played a little role in it, and I helped executive produce it, and we're looking to get distribution. So we just wrapped it. We wrapped it a while ago, but we're finishing up post now.
What's it about, and what did you play, and was it shot in Whistler?
It wasn't shot. I don't think any of it was shot in Whistler. If they did, it wasn't when I was around. But it's about two brothers, and I don't play either one of them. But about two brothers, one is a good one, one is a bad one, and the bad one essentially gets the good one in trouble and has to get him out. And I play a president of a publishing company, actually, a book publishing company.
Not a record publishing company.
No, that I wanted to stretch a little bit. I wanted to play a white guy, but they didn't want to let me do that.
Baboom.
Baboom, there you go.
Young MC, what's the history of you in acting? Like, you were in The Player, too. What did you do in The Player?
I was the girlfriend of Tim... No, the girlfriend. That is really a stretch. I was the boyfriend of Tim Robbins' assistant at the big dinner that they had in The Player. I was with William Morris, and they just got a bunch of us, you know, they just did a hookup thing, and I wasn't even acting. I was just kind of like there so they could have a face in it.
Because that's quite a movie to debut in. Or were you in any movies before that? Like, The Player, that did very well, didn't it? Altman.
Yeah, Altman, definitely. I didn't see a dime from it. It's not like I got paid for it. But I guess it did well, and a lot of people saw me in it.
So when Bust a Move hit, were you getting a lot of movie offers at all? What other movies have you been in? We've got The Player. We've got Zero Sum. What else have you been in, Young MC?
I don't remember being in much else in terms of movies. I never really tried to do film. It was always focused on records.
You weren't given any scripts you turned down that went to other, perhaps, musicians?
No, I mean, I was, I don't know where some of those scripts went. they gave me some pretty bad scripts, but no.
Because I know your buddy, Tone.
Tone Loke, yeah.
Tone Loke, he was in Poetic Justice, right?
I think so, yeah, but believe so. Tone's done a lot of work, though. Tone's done a lot more on-screen stuff than I have.
You know, he got to bust rhymes with, like, Tupac and stuff like that. Did you ever hook up with Tupac at all?
I knew Tupac. I don't know what hooking up. I mean, I did some stuff with Digital Underground, and I know the guys in Digital Underground, and I knew Tupac from when he was back in Digital Underground.
Did you cut any tracks with him at all?
The only thing I was on with him, I think, was all in the same gang, but we never cut anything together, no.
Was that when he was a dancer? With Digital Underground?
Dancer and rapper, yeah, because he rapped along with he rapped as part of Digital Underground. I know I Get Around and a couple of the songs he did with them.
What do you think about dancing?
I think dancing's great. People do a lot of dancing to my music, so I think dancing's wonderful.
Because some rappers, they don't like dancing, do they? A lot of people are like anti-dance. A lot of rappers are anti-dance. Like Tupac was a great dancer. Diddy is a great dancer. Some people are anti-dance, though.
Yeah, I'm not anti-dance at all. I'm pro-dance. I like people to dance to my music. That's helped make my career.
Young MC, The Weakest Link. You won The Weakest Link Rappers Edition.
Yes, I know. It was an amazing feat.
You battled Exhibit and won. What does it take to beat Exhibit?
I don't know. Knowing something about, I think it was the... I think, was it the Declaration of Independence, or it was one of those, some old document, some old historical document that I knew he didn't know.
And you triumphed on the rapper's weakest link.
Yes, I know. I feel like that's such an accomplishment.
Now, who else did you battle, Young MC?
On that show?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Be Real from Cypress Hill, Jermaine Dupri, Run from Run DMC, The Brat. And, God, I know I'm forgetting like one or two people.
But you won.
Nate Dogg, yes.
And you beat Nate Dogg.
yes, an amazing accomplishment.
I think that's awesome.
No, it was a great thing, actually, to see all those people in one place. It was cool to hang out, actually, even more so than the show. It was just great to hang out.
Young MC, what about Celebrity Fit Club? What is Celebrity Fit Club?
you do your research. Celebrity Fit Club is a show that gets a bunch of celebrities together, and we all have problems with our weight, and they put us in competitions to see what team and what celebrity will lose the most weight.
Now, which celebrities are you in competition with? And you look pretty buff right now. How could you possibly in competition? You're going to win for sure.
No, well, this is after the show. We wrapped in December, so I can't tell you all that happened, but I did pretty well. I lost quite a bit of weight to get to here.
And who were you up against, Young MC?
Okay, Kelly LeBrock.
And how big were they? You can at least give starting weights, can't you?
Yes, I can. I believe Kelly LeBrock was 175 pounds. Tempest Bledsoe was 181 pounds. Bizarre from D12 was 321. Jeff Conaway, I think, was around 200, but he's off the show. So Gunnar Nelson took his place, who was 175. And then Chastity Bono, I want to say, was 215, maybe. Countess Vaughn was 130. And Bruce Valanche was 300. God, I think he was 315. So I may have him and Chaz mixed up on the lower numbers, but I think he was 315 when he started.
And in this corner, young MC was?
I was 278 when I started.
And what are you now?
I can't tell you what I am now.
But just looking at you, you must be a winner!
I'm happy on what I did on the show. I'll put it like that, in terms of how my body turned out.
Young MC, what other game shows have you been on?
I was on a game show called Pictionary, actually, which was very fun. And
another one called My Generation. What was My Generation?
Oh, yeah, My Generation. They had... They would it was like a trivia show. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was another Viacom VH1 production trivia show, and they had me on there. So, you know, people think that I express myself pretty well, especially for a musician and a rapper, so they have me do shows.
Any others?
not that I know of, not offhand.
You were on the Arsenio Hall show, weren't you? Were you ever on the Arsenio Hall show?
Yeah, I was on Arsenio a bunch of times. And Arsenio, I credit Arsenio with really making my career happen, because back then, you know, rappers didn't get on Carson. Rappers didn't get on Letterman. It was, my record, I think, was already platinum by the time I had gotten on Letterman. So I was on Arsenio several times, and he really helped my career happen.
Now, you won the Celebrity Fight Club.
What do you mean I won the Celebrity Fit Club? How do you know that?
Fight Club.
Celebrity Fight Club?
You won the Celebrity Fight Club.
I've never been on any Celebrity Fight Club.
Aha, yes you have. You beat third base.
I beat third base. When was this?
Well, I'm bringing this up because Arsenio Hall show had guests, the band Third...
Third base, yes.
Third base, and they went on there, and I think they dissed you for doing a Taco Bell ad.
Okay.
And I just thought, that's ridiculous. How could anybody get dissed for doing a Taco Bell ad? What was that about, Young MC?
That was about it started out as, honestly, I did a deal with Pepsi, and it was one of the first, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of the first rapper deals with a big company. So you want to get out there and do those things. So part of the deal was doing a Pepsi commercial and then having a spinoff for one of their other restaurants. So I'm thinking, okay, KFC, maybe they had an affiliation with Burger King, they had Pizza Hut, they had whatever, and it just came out of nowhere with Taco Bell, and they wanted me to do a run for the border with Taco Bell. I guess that's what they needed their press campaign for. I did it, and that was it.
Did third base diss you for that, though? Because that sounds ridiculous. Third base getting mad at Young MC for doing a Taco Bell commercial.
They may have. I don't really remember it. It may have happened, but obviously it didn't affect me too much.
Because you won. You won the weakest link.
Yes, I won the weakest link, so that was the biggest thing.
Young MC, what do DJs know Busta Move as? What do they know it as?
Well, I mean, it's weird because Busta Move... the stories that I hear from DJs, even Dave, security, even David that works this club, he said he's been playing it for a long time. A lot of them see it as an anthem. A lot of them see it as something when the crowd isn't that hype, they throw it on and they can really get into it. I've heard people, you know, say it was played at bar mitzvahs, at weddings, at kids' birthday parties, at reunions, at all kind of stuff. So, you know, I guess it's a standard, you know, which is kind of scary that I'm making a record that's a standard, but that's what a lot of people see it as.
Young MC, some DJs know it as a cougar mover.
A cougar mover.
Because the cougar is moving on the dance floor. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, it could be, because I would assume that I have that there are probably a lot of cougars in my fan base, or at least in the fan base of that song. So I could see that happening.
Young MC, I wanted to take a closer look into the history of Busta Move.
Okay.
The roots, the foundation. And I brought a few records right here that I wanted to ask you about. How do these records here play into the history of Busta Move? Okay. And we'll start here with Ballin' Jack.
Okay, Ballin' Jack. See, you're pretty good, man. Hold on, let me see. Let me see what you have. Lee Michaels. Okay, and then... Skin tight. Well, skin tight is close to the baseline in it, but it's not really the baseline in it.
So, but you have used some Ohio players in some of your tunes, haven't you?
Oh, well, something close in some of the tunes for sure. Dennis Coffey, Lee Michaels is principal's office, and I want to say Roll With The Punches, I believe.
What can you say about Lee Michaels here?
Lee Michaels is a great keyboardist. I mean, really groundbreaking keyboardist, and it was something that was inspiring. I didn't do the production on the record, but I knew about him, and I knew the samples when they used them, so it was pretty amazing.
And that's a great tune you do, Principal's Office. That's an amazing one.
Yeah, I don't perform that much on stage now at my age, but it's...
You can still talk about the sample.
Yeah, but I can still talk about the sample, exactly. No, it's a great loop, and it's great keyboard playing. Dennis Coffey Scorpio, this is the conga loop in the middle of Bust a Move. So,
and this really gets people moving, doesn't it?
Oh, no, most definitely.
And what can you say about Dennis Coffey and how he relates to Bust a Move?
Dennis Coffey, well, ironically, you know what, Dennis Coffey, this record, and there's a couple others that Dennis Coffey has that were really influential in all of hip-hop. You have certain records that guys would buy two of just so they could have people rap over the breaks, and Dennis Coffey had several of those. So there's a lot of people that know Dennis Coffey just in terms of the foundation of hip-hop, and the fact that my record was able to incorporate some of it, you know, I feel is a good thing.
And so that's the Congo break in Bust a Move?
Yes, the Congo break in Bust a Move. Even though, like I said, I didn't do the production, so it is what it is.
The roots of Bust a Move with Young MC.
Now, the Ball and Jack, I'm assuming, I don't even know. Is this
that is the guitar hook from Bust a Move, Ball and Jack?
That is hilarious. Because I've heard about it. I've run into people that said that they played on it, but I've never seen the record before.
In all these years,
never seen the record before. So that's pretty fun.
Because I wanted to ask you about the hook from Bust a Move. The guitar hook is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, the guitar hook is amazing.
And I can't believe you haven't seen it after all these years and all these royalty checks.
No, well, the funny thing is, like I said, I didn't do the music, so none of my lyrics are on any of these records, so I'm not really that worried about it.
But what's interesting, though, Young MC, is Ball and Jack turned up on a Beastie Boys record. Was that because you shared producers with the Beastie Boys, i.e. the Dust Brothers?
I don't know. I mean, the Dust Brothers, I had a great experience with them. I was one of the first that they had worked with, so they were always freelance with me, so... You know, I don't know.
I notice you also sample Ozzy Osbourne in some of your songs.
I wouldn't know anything about that because I didn't do the production on that early stuff.
Uh-huh. But you do appear in an Ozzy Osbourne movie. What's your association with Ozzy Osbourne?
What Ozzy Osbourne movie do I...
There's some documentary about him that you appear on.
I've never even heard about that. Really?
Young MC and Ozzy.
Oh, you know what? That's right. The only time that I can imagine this, and I haven't even looked at it, it was a rip party, I want to say in 1991, and I was very, very good friends with the lead singer of a group called Faith No More. And they pulled me up on stage, and I did Epic with them at a night that they were honoring Ozzy. So they may have taken part of that performance and put on that documentary, but I've never seen it. That is really fun. You really do really good research. I'm really impressed.
Well, thank you very much, Young MC. I really appreciate it. You're a legendary artist. You deserve the best.
Yes, thank you. Most definitely.
Well, Young MC, I was also curious. Betty Midler. You sample Betty Midler, too. Did you know that?
No, well, that one I know. That one...
Okay, explain that, please.
No, it's a... Right? It's a disco. It's a disco record in Bust a Move. It's a disco record, but it's not. Once again, it's not me sampling it. It's those guys sampling it. But that was the one. I'm surprised you didn't have that one here because that's one that I actually own, the Bette Midler disco album or something like that.
I just think it's great, Bette Midler and Young MC and Bust a Move. Who would have thought?
Yes, exactly. It's hilarious.
Young MC, you have the lyric, second verse, never cursing.
Yes.
So were you always more party than gangsta? Did you ever any indication that you might go that gangster?
No. Well, you know what was funny? When I started rapping, we were all concerned about getting on the radio. So if you listen to Rapper's Delight and some of the early stuff, guys never cursed because they wanted to have the opportunity of getting on the radio. So I came from that school of saying, you know, you want to be clean so nobody has to cross anything out. They can just throw your record on the radio if they choose to, if you're lucky enough to be on the radio. When I started rapping, there was no rap on FM. You know, these kids grew up now and there's rap on the majority of the pop stations. So I just, you know, the never cursing was just something I did because that's how I kind of grew up. That's kind of how I, you know, came into it.
Young MC, you also have the lyric from the song Coast to Coast, met a girl, hip-hop, in 78. Did you really know a girl called hip-hop?
No, it's a metaphor.
Oh, but you were in New York in 78,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, I was. That song is interesting because that's a song where I really chronicle how I was in New York learning how to rap, coming up in that scene. Then when I went out to L.A. and the scene was so different and so new, and they embraced me out there. So, even though I learned how to rap on the East Coast, I'm pretty much a West Coast artist.
Young MC, did you ever see Afrika Bambaataa back then in New York?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe I met Bam maybe once or twice, and I'd see him in different places, and legendary. I mean, Zulu Nation, all of that was legendary, when I was coming up.
How about early Public Enemy or early Run DMC? What was it like back then? Like, you were there an influential part of time.
I tell you, I remember really vividly when It's Like That and Sucker MCs came out, and it was interesting because we were like, where's the music? Because it went from the backing band in Rapper's Delight to a DMX drum machine and a couple of samples, and we were like, where's the music? And that really revolutionized hip hop, not only in terms of establishing that group, but in terms of bringing drum machines really into hip hop. And just changing the sound and making rap more accessible, and also having a group you could follow. Nobody really had multiple albums. You had Curtis Blow, you had one or two other people, but nobody had albums where you could say this was their first, this was their second, and everybody's following it. And that was a big thing that we saw with Run DMC.
Did that help with the success of Busta Move, that you had that New York foundation? Did people give you more respect because of that? Did they even know about that?
I mean, some people may have known about it. I think what it helped me with is the skill in terms of making the record. I think I was so used to doing, house parties and making beats and just rhyming over stuff. I had done it for so long, even at such a young age, that when I hit the stage with Busta Move, I felt like I had a lot of experience and I was very comfortable on a microphone. And I think that helped, because there was a lot of guys putting out records that weren't that good on a mic. They were okay, but they didn't have the savvy, they didn't have the expertise, that you really need to pull a record off.
So you're in Los Angeles in the late 80s. Do you experience any NWA at all? Because you're hitting a Grammy in 89, NWA are all around there. What was it like?
I mean, it was great. I did shows with NWA, knew all of those guys. It was great. DOC, Rodney O and Joe Cooley. I mean, there were a lot.
Too Short? Do you ever do anything with Too Short?
Yeah, Too Short. I knew everybody out there. I knew every, because I was part of that scene. I mean, I really was. I was really embraced. That's one thing that I can definitely say about my... About my experience out in L.A., that I was really embraced. I wasn't from there. They knew I wasn't from there. They knew I was on the college campus. But I'd go out and I'd do the clubs in the Blood neighborhood and the Crip neighborhood, and people would hear me on the AM station, and they'd be like, okay, he's one of us, because I embraced being out there. And people in New York would hear the stuff that I did, and they say, oh, that's that kid from L.A. Because when I was in New York, I was too young to get in any clubs. I was, 13, 14, 15 years old. I wasn't going to any clubs, so I couldn't really make a name for myself outside of my own neighborhood. By the time I got to L.A., I was old enough to hit the clubs. It was good.
Young MC, you also pioneered rock rap in a way, didn't you?
I don't know about that. Rockbox was way before me.
Well, what about Flea playing bass on Busta Move?
Well, the interesting thing about that, and a lot of people didn't know it was Flea. I mean, they'd see him in the video, but he didn't really have the notoriety from the band outside of L.A. like he does now, obviously, or like he did even years afterwards. So it was good to get him on there. I mean, he really helped make the record in terms of how he played. But in terms of rock rap, I gotta give that to Run DMC.
But still, though, you had a rock player involved with rap. That was one of the early occurrences of that, Young MC.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the one good thing about my stuff is it was accessible to people. So with him being on it, with some of the other things I've done, with some of the places I've gone, and a lot of the people that tell me that they like my music and were influenced by my music, I'll take credit for that, most definitely.
Now, Flea looks great in the video wearing underwear.
I guess he does.
Yes, he does. However, I read somewhere he was kind of angry because he only got $200. What were sessions like back then?
Oh, here's the funny thing. I didn't see him. I wasn't around for his session. I wasn't around for the session of the girl that sang. So I ended up suing that record label, So he was in the same boat that I was in terms of not being treated, the way he should have been treated.
Young MC, where were you during the L.A. riots?
I was in L.A. It was quite scary. It was deep, because there was actually a record it wasn't all in the same gang. I forget the name of it. I did it with Ice-T and Rick James and a couple of us. I had to go out during curfew to cut this record. And I think I may have seen the video one time, but everybody was trying to do something, you know. And I remember the day that the events were happening in Florence and Normandy. I get a call from my record company saying, you know, I have a record out at the time, and they're like, oh, can you get on the radio and try and tell people to calm down? I'm like, they're not going to listen to me, you know. But I remember going on the radio that day and then turning on the TV and just seeing how crazy things were, and it was intense. It changed the city. It changed the country.
What you just mentioned there sounds incredible. Rick James, Ice-T, and Young MC all in a studio together?
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing was called City of Fallen Angels, and I think Kid Frost was on it as well. And I don't remember any beyond that, but I remember it was at least us four. And it was deep. It was just an experience because we just wanted to do something.
And they wanted you to go on the radio and say, calm down, L.A.
Well, they were getting a bunch of different people. It wasn't just me. I was somebody that they could get to right at that time. Somebody had my home number and knew I was home, you know, kind of thing. But
it's a terrible situation, but it's a great honor. They called on Young MC to calm down the L.A. riots.
And it made such a difference. You know, I guess I may have saved one bodega, you know, with my words, I guess.
Young MC, winding up here, did you ever meet the other MC, Mariah?
Carrie?
Yeah.
No, I did not meet. I've never met Mariah Carey, ironically.
Never been in the same room with her at all? Like Young MC, Young Mariah Carey?
No, never have. No one's ever made the connection so much that they'd actually put us in the same room.
Young MC,
yes.
You've had songs.
Yes.
Stone Cold.
Rhymin'. It's not really a song, it's my album title, but yes.
Got More.
Rhymes, yes.
Fastest.
Rhyme, yes.
Can you please do a freestyle for us? Because you once were known as the world's fastest rapper, and you still are the world's fastest rapper. Can you do a little freestyle for us, please, Young MC?
When is this going to air? No, just knowing so that I don't mess up the show tonight.
It'll air in a little while.
air in a little while? Okay. So do I have to do something? Do you want me to do something fast?
Sure, whatever you'd like. Just like bust out a freestyle. Okay, we'll do the intro again while you think about it. Young MC, you have an album called Stone Cold
Rhymin'.
You have a song called Got More
Rhymes.
You have another song called Fastest
Rhyme.
Do you think you could bust out a freestyle for us, please?
I think I could. My rhymes are tight like shoelaces, rocking on a regular basis, like a judge in a court hearing cases. I never wore braces, I play some best on horse races. I like Ice Cube and Oasis, so look at their faces, smiling and profiling. Hair done up with the styling, some act wildin', that's low class, man, reviling. Go home, watch Gilligan's Island, while inside I chill, get my fill. Party jumping from 9 until I get up on the mic and exercise my skill. I'm taking a flight in the night like a whippoorwill. Do it in the day and the evening, y'all best believe in lyrical skills that I'm achieving. So relieving, all these rhymes I'm retrieving, a heavy singing. Damn, when you leaving. Even Steven knows I got flows. Got more rhymes just to, whatever. I'm done.
To get them hoes.
Yes, that definitely, definitely.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Young MC. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No. I mean, if you get a chance to come out to the show. And I'll get that rhyme right in the show. That's probably why I messed it up, because I wasn't getting paid for it. So I'll see you later.
Oh, Young MC, why should people care about Young MC? Why should people care?
I don't know how much they should care or not. They should care to come out and have a good time.
All right. Well, thanks much, Young MC. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-loo-doo.
Do-do.
Yeah.